I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Pakistan arrested 19 young people on blasphemy charges in 2023, according to a story circulating on several India-based news outlets. Now, the allegations claim 6 kids have been formally charged with blasphemy. MNN couldn't verify the report, but blasphemy laws often provide legal grounds to persecute Christians in Pakistan. Across the border, India's anti-conversion laws target believers. Church planners press on because the Great Commission calls every believer to sacrifice. Unknown Nation's Greg Kelly says,
every month we hear of one of our leaders who was killed. We don't understand it here in America, yet it's the reality in the places where the gospel's not been.
So ask yourself, what can you give today?
The greatest resource is prayer. It's not something said by different guests on Mission Network News because it sounds nice and religious. It is a war. And the greatest weapon we have in our possession as followers of Jesus is to call down the powers of heaven.
And in our polarized society, anyone on the opposite side of an issue is portrayed as the enemy. But is that how Christians are supposed to approach the world? Denise Godwin with International Media Ministry says,
I can think of specific people I know in Iran, in Palestine, in Israel, who are believers, who are trying to reach their communities, who are trying to share the love of God. So I think what we have to do is stand alongside our brothers and sisters who are struggling and who are fighting for space to express their faith, maybe in a place that's completely illegal, maybe in danger.
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.